All right. Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. You know what we are doing this time?
I'm excited for this one.
Me too. We are taking a peek into a children's story.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, a children's story about Freddy and his talking fridge Frosty.
Okay.
But don't worry, this is not just a silly kid's tale. I know what you're
I
thinking.
was gonna say, is it one of those ones where like the moral of the
This is
story
so much more than that.
hits you over the head?
Exactly. But it does have like a deeper message for all of us.
Okay, I like that.
About food waste and organization, keeping our fridges like nice and clean.
Oh, very relevant.
Yes, it is.
We all have
Who doesn't
pharma.
love a good fridge clean out?
That's the thing. It uses humor and fantasy to get us thinking
I like that.
about something that we all deal with, right? Like,
That's a good way to like teach kids too, to
exactly.
make it fun.
Exactly. So they actually listen.
And I think a lot of adults even have like an aversion to like cleaning or
Yeah.
organizing. So if we can like make it more fun and have some talking veggies.
Gamify it a little bit.
Yeah, and a yogurt cave.
Ooh, a yogurt cave.
Don't forget the yogurt cave.
I am intrigued.
It is a wild ride of the magical food kingdom.
I am ready.
But it really cleverly uses all that to highlight the very real issue we all face, which is managing our food and minimizing waste.
What is fascinating to me is how, a simple story can illuminate a much larger issue. And not just for kids, for adults too, because
Exist.
I know a lot of adults that need these lessons.
Yes.
So we're going to explore not only like the clever ways this tale highlights, the issue of food waste,
Yeah.
but also some practical tips and strategies that we can take away
Please.
to make sure that, our fridges don't turn into this forgotten food graveyard.
Oh, I like that. A graveyard. That's a good visual. Okay, so the story starts with Freddy, opening his fridge, hoping for a quick snack.
Classic, where we go.
After
Shows
school,
up.
he's hungry. But instead of like finding, a delicious snack, he is greeted by Frosty, the talking fridge, who is not happy about the state of
Of
things.
course not. The fridge is talking to him
Yeah,
up.
he's like, "What is going on in here, Freddy?" And I love how Frosty doesn't just like yell at him,
Right. He's not just mean.
He actually gives Freddy this tour of the fridge, pointing out all of the
He's
problems.
like a mentor, a
Yeah.
fridge mentor.
Yeah. Almost like Frosty is giving Freddy and like us as the reader this mini lesson on food
I like
awareness.
that. Food awareness.
We see expired milk. We see, forgotten leftovers pushed to the back, wilting
The
veggies.
worst.
It's a scene many of us can relate to, but like seeing it through Freddy's eyes
Yeah.
and hearing Frosty's like witty commentary, it really drives the point home.
Right, because he's probably making jokes as
Yeah.
he is giving the tour.
What is this doing here? How long has this been here? And it made me think about all the times I have opened my own fridge and wondered what that smell is
Oh my gosh,
or how
yes.
long something has been hiding in the back corner.
Too long.
Do you have any strategies for avoiding that kind of situation?
I do, actually. I feel like I'm constantly reorganizing my fridge,
Me too.
but somehow it always ends up back in
I
chaos.
know, it's like, what is going on?
I have this system that I used called the first in, first out method, or FIFO.
FIFO,
Yeah,
like that.
it's really simple. So when you put new groceries in, you just move the older items to the front,
Okay.
and that way you use them first.
So you're not forgetting about the stuff in the back,
Exactly.
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And speaking of out of sight, the story takes this really fun turn when Freddy actually gets sucked into the fridge and
What?
finds himself in this magical food kingdom.
Oh my
I
gosh.
know.
That is so
I
fun.
loved how each food item has a personality. It's like a whole society living inside of our fridges.
That is amazing.
It is so cool. And it's a brilliant way to make us think about the food we buy, isn't
Right?
it?
Like, where does it come from?
Yeah, we meet characters like Larry the Limp Lettuce, who is clearly not happy about being left to wilt in the
Oh,
crisper drawer.
poor
I
Larry.
know Larry the Limp Lettuce,
I feel for him.
but it does make you think even something as simple as forgetting about a head of lettuce
Yeah.
contributes to that huge global problem of food waste.
It all adds up.
It does, and it is not just about money down the drain. It is about the resources wasted in producing and transporting that food.
Absolutely. And actually, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, roughly one third of all food produced for human consumption is lost or wasted globally.
Oh, wow.
That's a crazy amount.
One third.
Yeah.
That is a lot of food.
And it has serious implications for the environment, for our economies and food security.
Yeah, that is a sobering statistic.
Yeah, it makes you think.
It does make you think. So Freddy eventually escapes the food kingdom, but not before learning some valuable lessons about organization and respecting the food that he has.
He had a good journey.
He did. But isn't there a downside to being hyper-focused on expiration dates?
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm throwing out perfectly good food because I'm afraid to eat it past the date on the label.
That's a good point. You know, Best Buy and Sell By dates are often more about peak quality than safety.
Okay.
So a lot of food is still perfectly edible. After those dates, that's where you have to use your senses.
Okay.
You know, look for mold, smell it, even taste a tiny bit if you are unsure.
You are right. I have to get better at trusting my senses.
I mean, obviously, don't eat something that is covered in mold.
Yeah, that's bad.
But
if it looks fine.
If it looks fine and it smells fine, you know, you can probably still eat it.
It is about being more mindful and informed, not just blindly following those dates.
Right.
And that seems to be what Freddy learns by the end of the story.
Yeah.
He comes back to his kitchen with a new sense of responsibility for keeping his fridge organized and using what he has before it goes bad.
What a good kid.
I know.
What Freddy?
Such a good message for all of us. It's not about being perfect.
Nobody's perfect. We're all human.
But it is about making those small changes in our daily habits.
Yes.
That can add up to a big difference.
Little things make a big difference.
Maybe try like designating a leftovers night each week.
Ooh, I like that. I do that.
Yeah. Or investing in some clear containers so you can actually see what's in your fridge.
I hate when you can't see.
Me too. I am like, what is in this?
What is that?
Tupperware. Even something as simple as making a grocery list and only buying what you need.
Being prepared.
Can help reduce waste.
Exactly.
It really is just like making those small changes. So what is the biggest takeaway that our listeners should ponder after this deep dive?
You know, I think this story shows us how something as mundane as a refrigerator can become a gateway to understanding a much larger issue. Like, who knew that we could learn so much from a talking fridge?
I know.
But it is a reminder that every choice we make about the food we buy, the food we store, and the food we consume has an impact.
You are so right. So,
what if we all viewed our fridges not just as storage spaces, but as microcosms of our relationship with food and the environment?
Ooh, that is deep.
That's something worth thinking about.
That is a fantastic point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Freddy and Frosty. Stay curious and keep exploring.